Can I just ask Bruce and Bob to come forward with your words, please?
I was very much struck with Hugh's introduction for the meeting, because as I was praying for the meeting today, over and over again, what I heard the Lord say simply is, be at peace. Be at peace. Calm yourself. Be at peace. I know what you need. And these verses from Psalm 103, as a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. And I just heard the Lord saying, I know you. I know your weakness. I know your sin. I know all about you. I know your circumstances. I know your fears. I am your father. Be at peace.
There's been a phrase or two from St. Augustine that have been occurring to me this week. I shared them at the Lord's Day last night, and just especially with the beginning song, I thought I should share them. Something like, our hearts are restless, O Lord, and they will be restless until they rest in you. And I guess my sense was, if we're feeling restless, it's the Lord's state, a normal state, because it's the Lord that is our goal. And the other simple lesson is, turn to the Lord. A significant solution in this situation is, let's turn our faces to the Lord, let's turn our hearts to the Lord, and let him provide more rest for us.
Psalm 23 says, you set a table before me in the sight of my foes. I often imagine all these different tables set out for us, the tables of our foes and the table of the Lord. And Lord, we choose you today. We choose your table. We want the rest that comes from you, not from Netflix, not from Facebook, not from running, not from campaigning for the environment. They're all good things, Lord. Some of them are at least decent. Lord, we want the rest that comes from you. We turn our faces to you now, and we say, you are our God. Lord, to whom else should we go? You have the message of eternal life. Come, Lord. Come amongst us now, we ask. So I invite you all just to sit. I invite us to remain in the presence of the Lord. I'm going to ask the band just to minister quietly to us in music. And I want us just to say, Lord, I want to receive from you. I want to receive from you whatever you have to give this afternoon. That's the posture I invite us all to take. And at the same time, if anyone has any prophetic sense from the Lord and feels called just to come and prophesy over us, you know, please just come forward and do that.
And Jesus, for those of us who are holding our breath, I believe you would say to us to just let out our breath, holding the fear, holding our desperate desire to be in charge. And we just yield all control over to you. And we echo the prayer of Bruce and of you for us, that we would bring you our need and our vulnerability and our desire to be in charge. And we just let it out, Lord. We just say, come. Thank you that you know us. Thank you that you have good for us. We pray against the enemy who would say you don't, because we believe that you do. Amen.
Actually, and I saw everyone was sort of dressed in rags, and I heard the Lord say, my people are starving, my people are hungry, and I heard I don't even know if it was in the natural, but I heard someone pray, how long, O Lord, how long, O Lord? And I was led to this scripture from Joel 2, and in the NIV this is entitled The Lord's Answer. And then the Lord was jealous for his land, and he took pity on his people. He replied to them, I am sending you grain, new wine, and olive oil, enough to bring you full satisfaction. I will never again make you an object of scorn among the nations. I am going to drive the northern horde far from you, pushing it into a parched and barren land. Its eastern ranks will drown in the Dead Sea, and its western ranks in the Mediterranean. Its stench will go up and rise. Surely he has done great things. Do not be afraid, land of Judah, but be glad and rejoice. Surely the Lord has done great things. The pastures in the wilderness are becoming green. The trees are bearing their fruit. The fig tree and the vine yield their riches. Be glad, people of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the autumn rain, because he is faithful. He sends you abundant showers, both autumn and spring rains as before. The threshing floors will be filled with grain, and the vats will overflow with new wine and oil. I am going to restore to you the years that the swarming locusts have eaten, the great and the young, the other locusts and the locust swarm, my great army that I sent among you. You will have plenty to eat until you are full, and you will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has worked wonders for you. Never again will my people be put to shame, and you will know that I am in the land Israel, that I am the Lord your God, that there is no other. Never again will my people be shamed. Never again will my people be shamed. Amen.
A long time ago, God, the Almighty God who created the universe, said to the Israelites, and he wants to say to us, I have loved you with an everlasting love, and I have drawn you to me with loving kindness. So will you let me love you? Will you receive my kindness? Will you let me be this all in all? Will you give me your hurts, your pain, your fears? Will you let me love you? Will you let me be your all?
As we were praying, I had the image of someone who, on the end of a very long journey, they were just there, beaten and down. They've been far from God for a long time, and they're on this journey like the prodigal son coming back home, and they're reaching the end of their journey, but they don't know they're reaching the end of their journey. They're just sort of going along, and they've got their head down, and then from the distance, you just see the Father calling them, saying, look up, I am here. Look up, I am here with my arms outstretched, with a ring, with a robe. Come to me. Look up, I am here.